Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hello there. This is Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm doing well. My name is Philip. I've got one of your mailed out a business loan application to me, and I'm looking here on one of the. I'd like to find out before taking my time and your valuable time. On the app, it has your list of total Visa MasterCard processing volumes from the four previous months. I do not take Visa or MasterCard. I own a court reporting business in Texas, and my clients are insurance companies and attorneys who pay by check. And I'm wondering if that is all right with you folks, if you still look at the application if someone does not process MasterCard or Visa.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, do you happen to have that 16-digit reservation code on the flyer there that we sent you? I can pull up your account here and give you a little bit more info.
2411-4201-0002-8207.
Okay. Great. Give me 1 minute. Let me pull up your account here.
All right. Name my company's information on call.
Okay. And I do. And what's your name, sir?
Philip.
Philip, okay, I just wanted to make sure it was you. And Philip, are you 100% owner of the business?
I am.
All right, good. Philip, 100%. Okay. And just in case the phone call drops here, Philip, I have this 210 number that you're calling from. Is that a good number to call you back on in case we get disconnected?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Now, I have your account here. I have your address as 4414 Centerview number 295 in San Antonio, Texas. Is that correct?
That is.
Where awesome. Are you located? We are located in San Diego, California.
The other SeaWorld, okay.
The other SeaWorld, exactly. do you guys... How do you structure your business? Are you a proprietorship? Are you a corporation, LLC?
That's right, sole prop.
Sole prop, okay. Great, okay.
I can take the time to fill this out. And if could you please tell me your name once again?
Jeremiah.
I'm sorry, Jeremiah. Where did I get Kevin from?
It's okay. So I have you pre-approved here up to $250K. Did you have a specific amount you were looking for?
Oh, yeah, much, much less than that.
Okay.
I've got a couple of immediate needs here that have come up. And what I'm looking for, I will tell you, Jeremiah, I do have a current loan out, but it's only for $5,000. And it's been having daily withdrawals made. I think it's ACH.
Yes.
If the link is right. Would that be a problem with you folks?
No, not at all. It's, you said the balance is 5K?
Yes.
What's the daily amount?
Like $75.
Okay.
It's real manageable. Here's, can I place you on a brief hold?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Sure.
You've reached information on call. Assistance is just a moment away. We're proud to provide a complete range of litigation support services. We have assisted attorneys and adjusters since 1993 in trial and deposition preparation by retrieving documents through deposition.
Right, Jeremiah?
Yes.
Thank you for holding on. What I'm hoping to do, I receive a lot of, I receive correspondence from different companies like yours, not frequently, but often. And I put it in a file, and the other day I was like, man, you know what? I've got that going on. I'm going to look through this. And I looked at three different ones. I was like, this one here, your letter and your brochure and the application and the 4 and 5 star ratings that I've seen made me think, you know what? I'm going to give this one a call first because you also, first of all, I like all the 4 star ratings. I'm like, okay, got good reviews online. And this, what I'm looking for ideally would be, I guess when you've got three different products listed here, three in terms and then frequency payment. And I'm thinking, you know what, if I could get $10,000, just to say a rough figure, because that's easy for an easy brain fellow like me to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if I get $10,000 in funding and pay back $1,000 a month, I could pay back 12 months, 13, and then that's, you know, $12,000, and that's 20%, and I'm figuring that the rates, you know, or something like that. So that's what I'm looking for, and you're the first folks that I've called, and I'm thinking, you know, before I waste any of your time, you know, is that something that is even a possibility?
Definitely is a possibility, for sure. We have multiple programs that would definitely fit right in there, and the amount you're looking for is not a lot, so there's definitely more flexibility and options and what we can do for you. Let me ask you a couple questions. How long have you been in business for?
21 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what are your guys' sales like?
Last year, our gross sales were $312,000.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Reported, Jeremiah? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you, if you were interested in, if you know, I'm sure somewhere in that form or somewhere in your brain, you got to like, well, yeah, man, you know, every business got different needs. You know, what is your business and what, you know, what are you doing with the money? Is that something that you need to know right now, or you just...
Absolutely. That was going to be my next question, is specifically you said you had an immediate need. I was going to ask you if you could expand on that a little bit.
Yes. About a month ago, I got one of those computer ransom hacker things. Came
mm-hmm.
and wiped out wiped out five of my computers. Since then, I've gotten two rebuilt. I got... I'm having to share with one employee, and I'm like, this is messed up. I need to get two more computers, a better server, a better backup system. But I can work with that. More importantly, Jeremiah, what we do, as I said, I'm a court reporter. I get medical records for attorneys. And a lot of these hospitals and doctors say, I'll say, hey, I got a subpoena. I need the medical records on Jeremiah. And they say, well, that's no problem, Philip. We can give you the medical records, but it's going to be $75 or $100, something like that.
Okay.
And so I pay that fee, and that goes on my invoice when I deliver it to the attorney or the adjuster. I've got one client, Jeremiah, that pays me pretty quickly in,
mm-hmm.
say, what I consider quickly, 2 weeks. I got another one that pays in 30 days, and I got another one that pays in 3 months. And I've been going along pretty well for this year, and all of a sudden just got a boatload more work than I've ever had.
Wow.
And so I've got about almost 160 depositions that I can't set yet because I don't have the $100 a piece for them to put the money up front. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't make sense.
So it's a problem that I guess a guy likes to have. If you got to have a problem, it's, you know, like, oh, I'd rather have too much work than not enough. It's not like the phones have got cobwebs on them over here.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, geez. And I've already got one attorney calling me saying, hey, Philip, you know, we're liking the service that you're giving us. It's excellent. But, man, you know, where are my records? What's going on? I'm like, well, dude, you know, I need you to, you got an outstanding AR right now in 3 month category, you know, like $8,000. And he's like, well, I represent Nationwide and they pay me every 3 months. So I pay you every 3 months. I'm like, well, Nationwide is not on my side. I don't give a shit what Peyton Manning thinks about. But, you know, it's just like, son of a bitch, man. And so he just sent me over another like 40 orders. But the problem is I've got to ride that storm out for a while. So that's why I'm thinking, okay, if I can make a payment on a monthly basis,
okay,
if I get, like I said, you know, $10,000 or $12,000, you know, and I can take that $1,000 and I can take care of 10 of his orders and 10 of somebody else's orders and 10 of his orders, I know that $1,000 is going to come back from the 30-day client in 30 days.
Sure.
And I say, okay, Jeremiah, here's your $1,000 for the month of September. Boom. And I keep on making those payments to you guys for $1,000 a month, knowing that I've got my 30-day money coming in, I've got my 2-week money coming in, and then every 3 months or so, I get this nice check for anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000.
There you go. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
So
okay.
That's what I need the money. That's why I'm applying. Like I said, I'm sending, you know, called you first. But when I saw on the application here, you've got a line on the app that says, gross annual sales, yeah, no problem. But then the next line, list the total Visa MasterCard processing volumes for the 4 previous months. I'm like, well, zero. But there's no other space for me to tell you, oh, you know, last year or last month, I beg your pardon, I billed out $12,000 because I was tight on cash. But 3 months before that, I billed out like 30. That's when I had operating money, you know. So we're just a little bitty business, but there's a big difference between billing out, you know, $40,000 and $10,000.
Absolutely. You're right.
Okay. Well, it definitely sounds like we can help you. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's a little north of bad,
Okay.
maybe a little below average.
Okay. It's not a problem.
But
Not an issue.
I can, I'll take the time to fill this out and then fax it over,
Well, you know
if that's
what?
what
Can
you need
I?
me to do. What?
Yeah, Philip, can I send
Go.
you a different application, actually? Can I
You
email
bet.
it to you? Because I'm going to email you the application
Please.
along with the list of what else we would need to get this process started and completed.
Okay.
What's a good
This is
email for me to
Philip,
send it to?
PHILIP, PHILIP, at informationoncall.com.
Informationoncall.com. Okay, so I got PHILIP at informationoncall.com.
That's correct.
Okay, Philip, I'm going to send this over to you in about 2 minutes. I'll send you the application I would need, which is just a short one-page app, kind of what's in front of you, but you don't have to worry about the credit card part. Just skip that section. And then I'm going to need 6 months of your most current business bank statements and your most recent
Okay.
tax return. Did you guys file for 2015 yet?
No, I've got an extension that's not due till October.
Okay,
But I got
perfect.
the Schedule C from last year.
Perfect. I'll take 2014 Schedule C. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to write you an email here. Do you have a pen and paper where you can take my direct line down?
I do, I'm ready.
Okay, it's area code 858-909-8867.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
You're welcome. So
I'll
I'll
be in
send this
touch.
out. Yeah, absolutely. 2 minutes, I'll send it out, and I'll look out for your email.
Okay. It's 5 o'clock Central, so I'm trying to wrap up a couple of things here and then hit the bank, hit the drive-thru before they close at 6. It's always good to make a deposit. And
Absolutely.
yeah,
If
because
you don't get it to me tonight, tomorrow you can get it to me and I'll start working on it first thing.
perfect. I appreciate your help, sir.
You're very welcome. Good talking to you.
Take care.
You as well. Bye, Philip.
Thank you. Bye.